Welcome to a unique episode of the Testimony Podcast. Today, I am joined by...
Ben Griffin.
Coraline Stadolnik.
Isla Milligan.
Landon Franklin.
Larkin Milligan.
Logan Botello.
Lydia Vincent.
River Zadek.
They are going to tell us about their time at Lake Swan Youth Camp this summer. How many times have you been to camp?
This was my third year going to camp.
Yes, this was my first time at camp.
This was not my first time. I think this will be my fifth time going to youth camp.
I've been to camp since I was 6 years old.
This was my first time going to camp.
It was my first time going to camp.
This was my eighth time going to camp.
Youth camp is a lot of fun. I asked everyone about something fun they did at camp. Tubing came up a lot.
Well, tubing was very fun.
We went tubing.
Tubing was really great this year. I went on a tube with my sister, and she all fell off twice, and I had to, like, hold her on.
Me, River, and Coraline rode the tube back to the dock and fell off right at the very end. That was fun.
Mostly going to the lake. They had a bunch of slides and stuff.
There was mini golf. We did the obstacle course. The obstacle course, you had to work with your orange team. So it was like a bunch of different cabins on the orange team. And you had to make it through like ropes or like balance a scale with your people or make it through this like tire, this hanging tire without touching it.
Something fun that happened at camp would be tubing. Most definitely. It was a lot of fun and really exhilarating. And I messed up my wrist, but it's okay.
Going in the lake is definitely always fun. There's like two big trampolines that we can jump on and do flips off of. So, yeah, that's always fun.
Gaga ball it's a fence, and you stand in the fence. And there's a ball, like a kickball, and you have to hit it into other people's, like, feet.
You get on the raft, and you get dragged by a boat across the water, and then you fall off, either not gracefully or very gracefully.
Playing Ships and Sailors, that was very fun. It's a game where they call out different things, and you have to run to one side, basketball court, and the other side.
In general, it was just being there.
On the last day, which was Friday, I think it was already past 10, so we were supposed to be in our cabins. Everybody was running around the cabins and, like, raiding each room.
What does it mean to raid a cabin?
Well, everybody ran into the same cabin, and we all started jumping up and down and messing up, like, everybody's bedding and stuff. Just as, like, a small joke or just to have fun.
All right. Camp can also be an important time in the spiritual lives of our youth. I asked everyone what they learned about God or themselves at camp.
One particular thing that stood out to me was Whitney, who is the camp director. She said, like, how we have to choose God every day. It's not just, like, a one-time thing and then you're good or whatever. No, you had to make like a daily commitment to choose Christ and live for him and live a like life of sacrifice like he did.
The thing that I learned about God or like noticed the most over camp was like how much he served us when he was like with us, Jesus. When Jesus was with us, he served us so much. And that really helped me think about like my own life and like think about if I'm serving others like Jesus did or if I'm thinking more about myself.
They talked about how you don't have to just be there to be a Christian. You have to be there a lot of the time.
About how when God came to earth, he served. So now we do that in return.
I learned from one of the speakers that we can't be staying in our sin cycles and how there is a way to break them. And we shouldn't, just because we are in sin doesn't mean that we should stay in it.
I learned that I really like to help people in their walks with God. You know, I've been to camp a lot of times. I have a lot of experience. And I saw all these new people that I've never met before, and I really got to help them in their walk with God.
I learned to accept myself quite a bit this year. Well, I think it was partially because I had really good community this year in my cabin, way more so than other years I've had.
Finally, I asked everyone for some parting words or a memory that stands out from this year at camp.
Some of the people that I usually go there with weren't there this time, so I was put in a cabin with a lot of new people, and I made a lot of new friends.
Genuinely, just especially with the people in the cabins, somehow randomly become friends without saying anything.
It was pouring rain. It was completely pouring rain. And we had to go in the snack shack and game room area or like the cafeteria. And we played Codenames and this game called Egyptian Rat Slap. And it was very fun.
Listening to my cabin make jokes and tell stories.
Friday at towards before we went back to our cabins, I saw a group of boys hugging and really like letting each other know that they loved each other, and it was really wholesome.
Doing Pizza Angel with for the talent show with River, Kinley, Larkin, Isla, and myself. That was very fun. We made some good memories there.
I got to lift someone over a wall.
All right, very good.
Many thanks to our youth for sharing their testimonies with us. The Testimony Podcast is a ministry of Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to learn more about the ministries of our church, you can find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.